As a pair, they walked to the front counter. The man turned his attention to Ellie and gave her a dose of his dazzling smile. "Ah, good morning." His voice was smooth, elegant. "Are you the owner of this gorgeous establishment?" His eyes glistened as he addressed Ellie. "British," moaned Michael. Of course he had to have a British accent. "Yes, I'm Ellie Banks." She brushed a few flyaways from her forehead and smiled back at the man. "Do I know you?"
Ellie. What a beautiful name."
He moved his head from side to side as if savoring it.
"Shining Light."
"Pardon?" Ellie asked, confused.
"Your name. In Greek, it means shining light, and in Hebrew, its original language, it means God is my light."
He studied her face for a moment.
"And I see that you are named appropriately."
Ellie narrowed her eyes and smiled uncomfortably, not sure how to respond to such unexpected attention.
Thank you. "Forgive me," he exclaimed. "I am being incredibly rude. My name is Hugo, and this is Whitney, my partner in crime.
Nice to meet you, Ellie."
The woman's voice reeked of disinterest, her eyes moving from Ellie to the menu board behind her head.
"Nice to meet you, Whitney."
"And I'm Michael. Michael West."
He moved into position, blocking Ellie from his gaze, offering his hand to Hugo.
"Well, hello, Michael. Wonderful to meet you."
"Michael, a common name.
The Hebrew meaning is he who is like God."
Michael liked the sound of that. He turned and winked at Ellie. "The man clearly knows his etymology." The man's smile grew even larger.
"A fellow wordsmith. And you clearly know fashion. Love that shirt, champ."
He made a growling noise and raked his hands out like claws at Michael.
"It reminds me of the time I was in the jungles of Brazil being stalked by a jaguar. Just like the man-eating beast on your shirt."
"Oh, yes, totally." Michael puffed up his chest. "Michael," the man said knowingly, "have you ever been to the Amazon?" Michael hesitated. He'd fallen right into this boisterous man's trap.
"No," he answered softly, "only the online store."
"Clever. So you've never been to the jungle?"
"Well, I've been on a New York subway. Pretty sure that ticks off all the necessary boxes."
Hugo threw his head and laughed, his thick hair shaking like a lion's mane.
"The famous concrete jungle. Just as dangerous indeed," he said, thumping Michael's chest.
"So," Michael inquired, trying to steer the conversation away from where he hadn't been and what he hadn't done.
"You guys visiting? New in town?
Leaving soon?" he whispered under his breath.
"Both, actually. We just arrived last night, and let me tell you, Lanna Cove is a little slice of heaven. We dined with Theodophilus Withers at a little seaside restaurant, and let me tell you, what a lovely man. Anyways, he told us that this cafe was exceptional, and we should stop by for breakfast, and that everyone was treated like family, so here we are."
"Theodophilus. I'm sorry, I don't..."
"He's the owner of the Lanna Cove Historical Society and Museum, and quite the philanthropist," Ellie explained.
"Oh," Michael nodded. "Now it makes sense." "Wait. Well, actually, it doesn't make sense.
Whitney and I, along with my team, are here to begin the world tour of Baal, a famous Egyptian sorcerer lost for centuries, and we found him and his treasures. I dare say there hasn't been excitement like this in the archaeological world since the great Tutankhamun was discovered in 1922.
"That's quite some claim."
"The find of the century, Michael," he exclaimed grandiosely.
Hugo turned and addressed the cafe as if giving a performance.
"Everyone should come to the exhibit. We'll be unveiling rare Egyptian artifacts hidden for a millennia, unseen by anyone in the world except my team."
"Fascinating," Ellie said. I'm sorry, I have to ask. You're launching a worldwide exhibit from Lanna Cove? I would have thought New York or Los Angeles would be a more appropriate venue."
"I understand. Lanna Cove doesn't seem like the place where you would launch a worldwide event. But it just so happens that Oscar Thridmore graciously funded the entire expedition, under the agreement, of course, that the exhibit would begin here."